rise to
a defensive line starter here at BYU. Just talk about some of the processes you went through to get to where you're at right now.
I feel like the stars aligned. I think opportunities came my way, and I was just ready for those opportunities. Each little opportunity I got, I was able to perform, not only perform, but improve myself. I'm grateful for every opportunity that's come.
But there's more to it. Captain Filoma said that you're one of the hardest working guys out there.
He's being nice. He's the one that works hard.
He works pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously you did as well, and you should be complimented on that. I mean, talk a little bit about playing next to Travis and playing with Bronson. I mean, you were a walk on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're playing on BYU's defensive line. Talk about that.
Yeah, I feel honored to play with Bronson. You know, he's been a 4-year player, and Travis. Me, it's just been, I feel like the little things, we got to meet this Ironman guy that ran 50 Ironmans every day, and he's like, so the key to him is doing a lot of little things over a long period of time, and I feel like that's the same thing for me. It's just been the little things to work on my craft, to be able to get looked at. Working hard has been it, since I know Bronco loves his athletes to work hard.
You ever sit and think, gosh, I was a walk-on here at BYU, now I'm playing against Nebraska?
Yeah, like I remember when I got cut, I used to work out in the YVU fields all by myself. I would just run. I'd be out of breath, and I'd look up at the stadium. I'd look up at the Y, and I'd just be like, man, I want to play there one day. And now it's like, it's just pretty cool to be able to run out there with the team and to know that I'm a part of the team and that I contribute and that I'm someone that other players look to help out the defense, help out the team.
But you didn't get cut once. You got cut twice, I believe, right?
Just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
And then they told you were too light and you went out and put like 40 pounds on or something like that?
I put on 80 pounds.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. I was 230. No, I was 230 when I walked on. I was trying to be an outside backer because I didn't want to put weight on. And I got cut and I was just, they're like, we need linemen. And I was just like, dang it, I got to put weight on now. I was pushing 300 at the end of last season, and I was like, it's been a lot of weight. A lot of curls with the fork, Just
Kumala.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Kumala, Lupulu, a lot of things like that, a lot of Polynesian food.
Yeah, taro. No, it's probably a lot of eggs, to be honest. Eggs, rice. And
how do you feel going up against a team as physical as Nebraska's front line is?
I'm excited. I love a challenge. And we're pretty physical too, so Broncos trained us like that.
Is there any more bit of a pressure on you guys with as much focus as Nebraska's kind of in the trenches big boys always get with how much size and just physicality they have, kind of like he was saying? Is there a little bit more pressure on you guys to kind of perform, make sure you control the line of scrimmage, that kind of thing?
We're always expected to control the line of scrimmage, especially with the 3-man defensive line. It's important for us to control the line.
Logan, what's going to be the secret to going into a house like that on the road, a storied house, and sneaking out of there with a W?
The secret?
Yeah, what's going to be the secret?
The secret is
breaking that big long home game winning streak that they've got going.
I think it's just hard work, like we've been talking about already. I say it's the backbone of our defense is hard work, and then we all come together. We are assignment sound. I feel like if everyone's on their assignments, then we'll do fine.
You ever been to Nebraska? Visited it? Driven through it?
No, I'm from Ohio, but I imagine it's similar. Flat and not much going on.
Have you had a chance to scout any personnel or get guys that you're going to be going up against in Nebraska? Have you had a chance to look at each other's film?
Yeah, a little bit.
What have you seen?
They're good athletes. It's a good team, and it's a good opportunity.
Yeah. Good athletes, good opportunity. I mean, going into their place, going into Nebraska, playing against Nebraska, what's going to be the most exciting thing that you're that you're anticipating about going into Lincoln?
Just the atmosphere. Like it is, it's a huge stadium, huge, like a lot of fans, and just I just like to play, to be honest. Like be out there. That's all I've ever wanted, is just to be out there with my team, and I'll be out there.
It's obvious. I mean, you came to the program at, 200 pounds, and you put on 70 pounds, and now you're playing defensive line rather than an outside linebacker. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to go in there and play, right? And that's the thing you want to do. You're looking forward to that.
What's the confidence like of the entire defense right now headed into Nebraska?
Good. We're all just anxious. Just ready to go. Get that for the pregame jitters out, and it's pretty cool. Our linebackers are always crazy, and it's good to play behind like Harvey and Manoa and, you know, Heater and all those guys.
Were you recruited out of high school by anybody? Did anybody look at you out of high school?
Not really. I didn't really market myself out of high school, especially coming from Ohio. So I grew up in Ohio. My senior year of high school, I moved all the way out to St. George, Utah. Only people my coach put me out to was Weber State, and so I originally signed with Weber State out of high school, and it just didn't feel right. And so I, on my mission, I chose to come to BYU just because it was closer to my family. My dad played here for a little bit, and so I just wanted to continue the tradition, I guess.
It's quite the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not being recruited out of high school, being a walk-on, coming in, and then now being a starter playing against Nebraska. You ever go, wow, how did I do that? You ever look in the morning and go, geez, wow, that's quite the accomplishment.
I do every day. I'm just grateful. Like, I'm like, man, I get to play football. Like, I don't know where I would be right now if I didn't have football in my life. It's not. I wouldn't say it's who I am, but it's definitely a big part of who I am. It's what I do, and it gives me a lot of confidence and learned a lot of life skills from football.
You mentioned you were cut. You mentioned you put on weight. You mentioned you did all the things necessary to get to where you are now. What was your inspiration? Your dad?
No, he wasn't my dad. Probably my grandpa and my mom. I just wanted to make them proud, and my mom always wanted me to play for BYU, and so I came to BYU and just wanted to make her proud.
Making mom proud?
Yeah.
What was that phone call like when you called her the first time you didn't get cut, I guess, when you finally made the team?
I didn't really want to say anything because, like, it's like I'm just a walk-on at first, like. I'm not really doing anything other than helping the team get better. So, I mean, I kind of just kept it to myself.